Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's take a different dive into the world of breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Well, the Boston Celtics have gone and done it again. Kristaps Porzingis is on the move. This is a three-team trade. The Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks, and Brooklyn Nets are finalizing a three-team deal that will send Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks. That's where Porzingis will land. Terrence Mann, Atlanta's number 22 pick, are going to go to the Nets. And then the Celtics, boy, you want to talk about the finances of this, are basically getting a second rounder. And, George Niang. That's what the Celtics are getting for Kristaps. George Niang and a second round pick.
Wow.
Money, 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 money.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
We talked about it before, and I have my list here of the 10 teams who had three or more players making 30-plus million, and Boston's off the list.
Yep, they had four.
They had four.
Now they have two.
Exactly, and one of the two that they have is out for the year with a ruptured Achilles. So, man, Boston goes from a title, almost had a chance to win two if it wasn't for that darn Steph Curry guy.
Right.
And next thing you know, you are dismantling your team, at least for the time being. And, the rebuild is going to be around Brown and Tatum. And how do you feel if you're Jalen Brown right now? Where,
your
running mate is out.
Yeah,
and now two of your other high-priced guys have been dealt.
Right. You're very, very rich if you're Jalen Brown and you're not going to win next year. And I think that was probably already evident. Even if you keep Kristaps and Jrue Holiday, Jason Tatum's out, and the Celtics are not. Like, this is not catching anybody by surprise. They needed to financially reboot, and the Jason Tatum injury probably only accelerated those thoughts, would be my guess.
Absolutely. It probably made it so you were going to dismantle more than just one of your high-priced guys. If Tatum wasn't hurt, maybe it's just Porzingis that you deal, or maybe just Holiday, but now that you don't have Tatum, you take two of your top guys salary-wise and you trade them, and so now it's a full reset for Boston this coming year.
I really do wonder, and we'll get back to the Giants here in a second, and George Kontos going to join us at 4:15, but now that we've got another one of these, and what if this? I think this is five sort of like very newsy-type trades since last Sunday. In 9 days, because I think it was last Sunday that Desmond Bain got traded. It was the same day that Rafael Devers came to the Giants. So that was 9 days ago. Desmond Bane was first. And since then, you've had Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, the Jordan Poole trade earlier today, and obviously Kevin Durant. You've got all of that before we even get to the draft.
Yep.
Is this, you know what I mean? I got Russell Crowe bouncing around in my brain right now. If Adam Silver we're sitting here right now. Like, is this what you, I mean, is he looking at everybody going, are you not entertained? I don't know if this is what you wanted. I really don't. I don't know if this is what you wanted.
Well, it's the player movement era, and it's the player empowerment era, except for now when you're in this spot and you have these teams that are spending so much money on their salaries that they get into the penalty portion of the various aprons, and so you got to make these moves. And I'm just looking at the list of salaries for next year, and Kevin Durant is number 4 on the list. He's been traded. Lillard is number 6. He's going to be out. Tatum's number 9. He's going to be out. And you go all the way down and through this list, and a lot of these guys who are making the huge money, you might be on the move. Like, Philadelphia is a team that I'm just fascinated by. Can you really afford to spend that much in salary on a team that's really not that good? So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, the Celtics with this move are now officially out of the second apron. So I know that is the goal. That's what they were talking about with the Kroenkes in Denver. That's what got this conversation going. Yeah, Grandy, what's up? What do you got on this?
Well, okay, so what's going to the Nets, I think, might be most interesting for the Warriors, because the Nets are one of the only teams out there that has cap space to sign Jonathan Kuminga. They gave up essentially no money, like no players that are making any money. We don't know exactly where the picks are coming from. My guess would be they gave up a second-round pick or two, and they got back Terrence Mann, who is making $15 million each of the next 3 years. So this cuts into their cap space.
A little. I mean, they...
Not a ton. They still have cap space, but they have less room now.
Like, for sure. For sure, this, in my mind, my mind was already in this place, but Brooklyn is not going to come break off a huge offer to Jonathan Kuminga.
Probably not.
I don't think they were anyway, and this furthers that. They are not going to walk in and go, okay, Kuminga, 4 years and $120 million. They're not going to do that. And that was the worry. So I agree with you, Grandy. Like, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga's agent, this is not a good trade for me. This is not a good trade. This removes even more leverage, if you will.
In some ways, but just looking at what Brooklyn has on the books for next year, without this trade, they were at $64 million in total, which is about what Steph Curry's going to make. So,
right.
You know, you've got Nick Claxton making 25, Cam Johnson's making 20.5. And that's pretty much it for your commitment. So even though you're giving man $15 million a year, you still have a healthy, healthy dose of money that you can throw at Kuminga if you want.
You've got room, but you would have to think that if you're going to go out there and spend that amount of it, you would have to think that that's like your future dude. And I don't think they do. And we were already hearing. Bobby Marks said it to us 3 weeks ago. Like, doesn't sound like Brooklyn. Like, would Brooklyn get in on these conversations if somebody wanted to facilitate sign-in trades and things like that? Yeah, Brooklyn can get in the conversation. Is Brooklyn coming with the Thunder? I don't mean the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, are they
about to bring the wood to this conversation? No.
But if they come with, I don't know, let's just say it's 4 years and $100 million, $25 million per year.
I don't think they're going to do that.
But
let's say they do.
Do the Warriors match that? Would the Warriors match $25 million a year for 4 years of Jonathan Kuminga with the risk of what you were talking about before? Like, if you do want to then, you know, pivot off of Kuminga at the deadline, is his value going to be commensurate with what that contract is?
That's a tough question to answer.
I think that's the number where it starts to get a little queasy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If it's 4 years and 80 total, you match that, $20 million a year. I think that's an easy match for the Warriors.
Yeah, probably, but I also think the Warriors, based on what we're hearing and what we're watching them do, I think the Warriors are comfortable that that is not going to happen, the scenario that you just laid out.
Yeah.
I think the number you lay out puts it in an interesting spot, a debatable spot for sure, maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but I really believe that what the Warriors really don't want to do is let him walk for nothing. But I think they sit here today, based on everything that we've heard in many, many NBA circles, they are not concerned that Brooklyn or anybody else is going to walk in and do that. $100 million for Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I just... I'm fascinated, and what you said earlier is totally accurate about the league's going to let you know what they think of Jonathan Kuminga based on, you know, what contract offers come or don't come for Kuminga. But I also think that there's a certain amount of resetting that teams out there are going to have to do. And, you know, I don't want to dwell too much on Philly, but you look at Maxey's making 38 next year. You've got Paul George, who's making 52, and Embiid's making 55. So if you're Philadelphia, can you really afford to have those three big salaries? And, you know, other teams that have a lot of those high-priced guys, it feels like there's going to be some belt tightening around the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're watching.
Right.
That's what we're watching.
So
right,
you're Kuminga
now,
and you're a restricted free agent in a marketplace where not a lot of teams are looking to just shovel hundreds of millions around anymore.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've gone back and forth already five times just in the last 2 weeks as to whether or not I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to be on this team next year. I fully hear where you're coming from, this idea of the most likely scenario is that he gets signed to some kind of number that makes everybody maybe either comfortable or only a little bit uncomfortable, and then you revisit this whole thing down the road if things don't change, if they don't get better between all sides. I hear that. I could see that. But I also think if that happens, it's only because the sign-and-trade scenarios are so complex. I do think that if the Warriors could find one, they would like that. I think that's what they would like to do. I think they'd like to go in a different direction. I just don't know if there are any other directions.
Yeah, and I do think if they went the sign-and-trade route, it would most likely have to involve another player leaving the Warriors to
probably,
you know, make up some of the money to where, you know, if you sign them to a $24 million deal, you're only getting $12 million back in player, and that's not the kind of player who's going to really come in and help you.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it would be a complex layered deal with multiple teams and all of their interests coming to the party. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, Granny, what's up?
You guys have been talking a lot about like the impact the CBA is having on these teams making all these trades, and that's, of course, the motivation for the Celtics, who are now out of the second apron. If you want to like see firsthand how important cap space is, the Nets, one of the only teams with cap space, are getting a first-round pick. They are being awarded a first-round pick just for making this trade happen. They're taking the extra money that allows this trade to work, and for doing that, they're getting a first-round pick. That's how eager these teams are to get out of danger in the aprons. They're willing to give up picks to make it happen.
Yep. Yeah, the number 22 pick in the draft is what Grandy is talking about.
Right.
Is going to the Nets.
And that is Boston's pick, essentially?
No. Well, no. It's
Atlanta's
right now
pick.
It's Atlanta's pick, and Brooklyn gets it. So what Atlanta wants, I mean, if you really, the second round picks are whatever. These are throw-ins. These are pieces.
Yeah.
George Niang, whatever. But essentially, what you're seeing is that Boston wants to get out from underneath the money of Kristaps Porzingis. Atlanta is keen on getting another piece down low and actually a good player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Porzingis. And then what the Nets are doing, the Nets are just jumping in to take on some money because they're able to do that. But the award, the reward that they get for doing that is the number 22 pick in this year's draft.
Right.
So you are rewarded if you will just show up with some money.
That's right.
Just yeah.
Show up with money and just house some salary. And we're going to give you a first round pick to help facilitate this deal. And you look at Atlanta now, and Boston comes off my list. Atlanta goes on the list as a team that has three players making $30 million or more.
Who's the other?
You've got
Trae Young, obviously.
Yep, and Kristaps. And
who's the third?
Trae Young, I just had it a second ago. Wait for it. Jalen Johnson makes exactly 30. So,
jeez.
Yep. And
Jalen Johnson makes $30 million.
And then 30 and 30 and 30 and 30.
Good Lord.
It's 30 for 30 for 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Until 2030. So, yeah, Atlanta. And I guess if you're Atlanta, you add a good player in Porzingis and you think maybe we can go for it in the Eastern Conference where...
I mean, the East is a mess.
Right. So if you're Atlanta, maybe you think, you know, this is our chance to go for it. Jump into the fray by adding Kristaps.
Look at the Eastern Conference teams right now. Like, just roll through what you're looking at with what's happened, okay? The Eastern Conference teams that sort of matter as well. You know what I mean? You got Washington getting rid of Jordan Poole. They're getting out from under some money, whatever. Like, Washington's not going to contend next year. Charlotte's not going to contend. But you see what Brooklyn's role in all of this is. Cleveland, largely, at least in this moment, they're still intact. But they sort of got exposed as not what we all thought they were in the playoffs. Here's Boston. They have just gotten rid of three of their top four players, one of them to injury, two of them are off of the team. The New York Knicks are still looking for a coach. The Indiana Pacers just lost Tyrese Halliburton for next year. The Bucks just lost Damian Lillard, and Giannis might request a trade. The Detroit Pistons are super interesting, but they're young. And are they ready to move up? Maybe. Orlando becomes the most interesting sort of riser in the league because they've got young, good players and then just added Desmond Bane. Then you get to Miami. They were in the Kevin Durant hunt, didn't get him. And then next on this list, the number 9 seed is the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
And is it crazy to think that they could be a top 5 seed next year?
It's not crazy.
At all.
No, nothing's crazy in that conference. Like Washington, okay, you're probably not going to be great, and Brooklyn, I don't even know if you'll have enough players to field a team at this pace, but the other one's Philadelphia, and I keep dwelling on them because they've got three highly paid players who could be stars, and if they can all ever be healthy, if Embiid is healthy enough to play basketball and Paul George has anything left, Tyrese Maxey had a good year doing it by himself, so I guess Philadelphia could emerge as a team on the rise in the Eastern Conference.
I mean, any of them could, yes. But I mean, Philadelphia, they're their own planet right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of the money that's tied up into somebody who sits more often than he plays. And I have no idea where that's going to go next. It didn't sound like the season ended and they're like, yeah, we got to figure it out. He'll be back next year. Doesn't sound like that at all. Sounds very much like something that's going to dog him for the rest of his life.
$55 million this year, then $58, $62, and a player option for $67 million. Jeez. Hello, Joel.
Absolutely incredible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.